Good morning. Today is 27th of June 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares rose for a second straight session on Wednesday, though the upside remained limited in the wake of weak global cues and a continued rally in oil prices amid rising Middle East tensions. Sensex rose by 157 points, while Nifty Index ended up 51 points. Hindalco, Sun Pharma, Power Grid Corp, JSW Steel and Vedanta jumped 3-5% in the Nifty pack, while Bharati Airtel, IndusInd Bank, Infosys, India Bulls Housing Finance and Britannia Industries dropped 1-3%. Troubled mortgage lender DHFL sought 5.6% after announcing the divestment in DHFL Pramerica Asset Managers will be completed shortly. Larsen & Toubro advanced 1.4% after it reportedly acquired a controlling stake in its services company Mindtree. Shares of the latter declined 1.4%. Shares of SBI Life Insurance Company rallied 6.2% after receiving strong response for stake sale. News update. Housing finance companies will have to raise their capital adequacy to 15% of their risk-weighted assets by March 2022, from 12% now. Negative for DHFL and India Bulls Housing Finance Company. Adani Ports to raise $750 million via offshore bonds. Positive for Adani Ports. Airtel Africa's planned initial public offering on the London Stock Exchange is expected to price at 80 pence, the bottom end of its indicated price range, one of the bookrunners handling the sale said. Negative for Bharati Airtel. Auto components get public utility status in Tamil Nadu, workers can't go on strike. Positive for Eicher Motors, MRF and Sundaram Fasteners. Fonterra Future Dairy looking at ₹5,000-6,000 crore business in next 5 to 7 years. Positive for future consumer. BK Birla Group's Kesoram Industries cuts net debt by 24% as borrowings decline. Positive for Kesoram Industries. Rating agency ICRA has downgraded the long-term non-convertible debentures of Edelweiss Financial Services from AA to AA- on increased vulnerability in its wholesale lending book. Negative for Edelweiss Financial Services. UCO Bank sets recovery target of 8,000 crore rupees from NPA in FY20. Its net NPA ratio at less than 6% by end of the current fiscal. Positive for UCO Bank. Market view. Nifty continued its rally on second straight day. Index closed at 11,841 after gaining 45 points. Nifty formed long body green candle on daily chart. However, Nifty had closed near strong resistance zone of 11,850 and daily RSI is at 53, which can act as resistance level. If Nifty failed to register a breakout above this level, then it can continue to move inside the 200-point range and can eventually once again slip towards 11,650. For short term, support can be seen near 11,641 and 11,515 levels. While resistance can be seen near 11,855 and 11,926 levels. Have a profitable day.